I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. While bucks-only gun season is coming to a close, by no means is the deer hunting across West Virginia over. We'll talk a little more about the antlerless hunting season that is still to come in a moment.
Take me fishing and show me how to drive the boat.
Take me fishing so I can tell you what a great dad you've been.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing because I miss my boy.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
The traditional antlerless hunting season for deer is set to open Monday across West Virginia. Dick Hall, Game Management Supervisor for the West Virginia DNR, says it offers another week of hunting opportunities in West Virginia.
We have 41 counties that have an antlerless deer season next week, which is the December the 5th through the 10th. And it's in it's open for 22 days in 25 counties. And total antlerless deer hunting for the whole state, and then 18 days in the rest of the counties. But traditionally, next week is our traditional antlerless deer season.
While buck season in West Virginia is by far the most popular time for hunters, next week is the week that really makes a difference when it comes to game management goals in West Virginia.
The antlerless deer season is designed to remove the female segment of the population, and that's our means of controlling the deer population in the respective counties.
Population control is essential to ensuring the health of the deer herd for future generations. Now, Hall tells us that is not a one-size-fits-all approach for the entire state.
In some parts of the state, we are experiencing still too many antlerless deer, and we're trying to, we've liberalized the bag limits, especially the western part of the state. And the mountain counties, we've been more restrictive. We've reduced it and closed some of the counties because of the severe winter we had in 2002. And these counties have not bounced back. So our management plan relates to what the population is doing out there, and then we set bag limits and season limits based on what we see as far as the population is.
And Hall acknowledges there are those who are always uneasy about killing does. He says, don't be.
In the past, that people were concerned back when you look back in the 50s when we had a hunter's choice season and we killed a lot of deer and reduced the population. And under our current deer operational plan, we monitor the number of antlerless deer being taken by county, and this is based on the buck kill per square mile. So when a county, the buck kill starts dropping, we become more restrictive in the number of antlerless deer you can take. And that's why you'll see some counties have bag limits of two or three, where others only have one, and some counties have limited, and some counties are actually closed. So we have a combinations to regulate the harvest of antlerless deer.
Now, keep in mind, if you are hunting next week, you need a Class N antlerless hunting stamp for the county in which you hunt. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.